My name is Xiaoyu Hu, and I studied molecular biotechnology and diagnostics in University of Turku, starting from 2015, and graduated in 2017. Now I'm working as account manager and product specialist at Actia International Oy Ltd. It's a biotechnology company for the diagnostics of infectious disease.
Hi, my name is Maria Andreeva. I'm from St. Petersburg in Russia. And I have been living in the city of Turku for around 9 years now. I studied at the University of Turku. I studied the Baltic Sea Region Studies program. And at this point, I'm working exactly on that issue, Baltic Sea Region. I'm working at the Union of the Baltic Cities Sustainable Cities Commission. And I am coordinating communications there and work with projects on environmental sustainability.
Hello everyone and welcome to the second episode of Alumni Insights. Today we have two guests to discuss employment and research. Can you tell us your name?
Maria Andreeva.
And?
Xiaoyu Hu.
Perfect. We have asked a few students from the University of Turku, current students, to check your CVs and to prepare questions specifically for you, but also questions for both of you. So okay. We will start with the common questions, so you can both answer if you have an ID. And the first question is from Julian. How long did it take you to find your first job in Finland? What about your current job?
For me, it's quite smooth because basically I'm done with the thesis work and all the study work in the beginning of 2007 or somehow in the middle. And then I got the research assistant work from the laboratory reference. We got the postdoctor over there, so he applied from his post. So I got hired as a junior researcher or research assistant. And then until the graduation, then my title is changed into junior researcher. Well, more or less the same, just a bit increasing the salary, basically.
Still nice.
Yeah, still nice. Yes, good progress. I guess I stayed in the university for around eight months to a year. And then I guess one day some of my friends are asking, okay, some of their friends' company are looking for some people who would have a scientific background in the diagnostics, not necessarily in diagnostics, in from the biology or biotechnology part. And it's preferred that that guy can speak an Asian language.
Okay, so then, it was pretty specifically designed for you.
Yeah, well, sort of. Then I sent the CV and shared the CV with a friend, and the friend shared the CV with the company. It took 1 week probably before I heard that, okay, could you come to take the interview? And then luckily I was available by that time, but of course I'm willing to attend. And it took about 4 hours for the interview.
Because everything,
four hours interview, yes. Oh, from the R&D side, then from the management side. But luckily, they were all conducted on the same day. And what is even more straightforward is I got the decision at afternoon.
Okay.
When are you available to come to work for us?
You are an efficient example.
Yeah. That's sort of efficient because that's a sort of luck, I would say. Yeah. But from my understanding, if you're a student and you want to have a chance to stay in Finland to work, don't be hesitate to look for a job when the first day that you arrived in Finland, because it's a lengthy process normally.
Yeah, true. I realized this later also. I focused too much on my studies first and I forgot the CV interview, etc. part, and maybe I should have started sooner. Because it's true, you realize also you are learning something.
You should polish your CV with time going. There are some kind of CV clinics organized by the university free of charge. Attending those, but not necessarily every session, but one or two sessions. So you know how it goes in reality when people are talking about your CV to make them conscious, concise, and full of the activities you have attended, but not lengthy or not full of, those kind of conjunctive words. Try to make them precise, simple, and easy to read, but with a nice layout that will help you to stand out from the crowded. And what's important, another important thing from my mind would be that you should try to attend those social parties, whatever parties or activities, to try to expand your network. You never know which one will be helpful for your future career. Maybe some of those friends, they suddenly came up with the solution. Okay, there's a need for a job from some company of the acquaintance. Then you probably will fit there. That probably was designed for you, just like my case.
Yeah. Actually, you answered the second question, which was, what would you have liked to know when started to look for a job in Finland, from Andre. So in that case, I will ask you, Maria, can you answer both questions? So how long did it take you to find your first job in Finland and your current job? And if you would have liked to know some things more when you started to look for them.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with also what Sean has already shared with us. So for me, it was also a bit of a lengthy process in the end. I started to look for the job when I finished most of my studies as such, and I was starting to write the thesis. And I started to look into what are the job opportunities within this exactly quite specific, but still very wide field of the Baltics region relations. Because, of course, like it's not very clear for the Baltic Sea region studies, what is exactly the profession to come after this? So the idea started to crystallize in my head of what I want to do in principle. And then I started to look for the openings of what I started to map the organizations that work in this field of Baltic Sea region in the cultural and sustainable sector, what is being done on the macro-regional level, and what is also in Turku or in Finland, so that maybe to narrow the search down, or maybe in Scandinavia. And while I was doing that, it was actually a very helpful learning process, because whenever you pick an organization that you want to apply for, you need to prepare a very concrete motivational letter to not only explain to them how you're amazing, but also probably to try to find some synergies and connections. What can you bring to the table? And this helped me a lot to realize, this is maybe not something I really want to do. Maybe like I narrowed the search a lot while writing those motivation letters and like concretizing what is my exact passion in this field. What I really want to dig into. And well, I sent a number of CVs and motivational letters.
Let's be honest.
Yes, I got a number of polite negative replies back. Because as I see now from the inside, it's not always the season when you're looking for new employees. It's not always, maybe you're looking for it when you are finishing studies before summer and nobody needs an intern in summer. It's like it comes to very simple somehow criteria sometimes. But eventually, when I was done with all of that dissemination of emails, and I started following those organizations that interested me most on LinkedIn, there was a job application opportunity on LinkedIn one day, which I responded to. I got to the interview, and it was very nice to also to hear from the inside what were they looking for. And I think we found each other in that way. So I got also the reply the next day, I think, on the positive reply.
So you didn't pass an interview. It was just
was the interview. I sent. Sorry, I was misleading. I sent the documents. They were reviewed. So there was, of course, a competition, and the selected participants were invited for the interview.
Okay.
And after the interview, it was quite clear, I think, that for me it was clear that the match. I don't know how it was for that side. That confirmed my interests.
Okay.
Yes, this was the topic I wanted to work with.
Okay, and then you continued then.
And then I continued. Yes, exactly. I got the internship, and it progressed naturally into the position of a project officer and now a project coordinator. And
okay.
I've been working there 6 or 7 years now.
Okay, a professional of the Baltics. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I have now more specific questions for both of you. And we can start with you, Zhaohui. So, a few students were quite curious about your transition from science to more finance business part. So Dmitry asked you, have you ever considered working in a lab?
Actually, Well, during my bachelor study, I finished that in China. I had 3 years working in the laboratory already. So luckily, we have a nice mentor that he's a professor, and I expressed my interest in doing the laboratory work from the molecular aspect that I committed to do a few years work to the professor. Then he's happy. He took me, and then I continued 3 years. So that is another reason that when I came to University of Turku, jointly 2 years probably overall. So in total, actually, I have 5 years laboratory work.
Before, the background.
before I was transferred, before I took the new the job, now I'm currently half. And after taking the job, I don't believe they took me because of the business background, because I have zero background from there back to that time. It's the scientific background. And I started new work also from the laboratory for around half to 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, to get familiar with the technology, with the platform, and which scientific category or territory we're trying to focus on. So I would say it's quite important for you to figure out what you like. You need to try. Laboratory work, of course, good if you can tolerate that. Okay. But for me, I guess I have several years already. I want to try something different.
Yeah.
But this is also another advice for the student who prefer to look a job in the future in Finland, that don't pay too much attention about your personal interest in the very beginning, because you know nothing. You don't know about them.
Yeah. It's good.
You simply need to get yourself employed. Then you can pay for your rent. You can pay for your personal life. Then you start to feel, okay, in this company, whether my talent or my interest can be realized. If you find, okay, they can be realized in the same company, perfect.
With a different job. And then you okay.
Yeah. And then if you don't find your personal interest or talent that can be realized here, or you already have the work experience, is more flexible for you to jump to your next position.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of my advices. Yeah.
And actually concerning, so you said you had no background in business.
No.
And one student asked, during your professional transition, did you rely on your academic background, or did you take extra courses in business, for instance, negotiation skill?
Yeah.
Said Fateme.
Not really. I think... you should try to cultivate your interest. For me, that not in English, but in my mother tongue, I attended a lot of speech competition.
Ah, okay.
So I know how to come up with the negotiation or come up with the conversation in a logical way. That is quite important. I think nowadays the students, they are giving a lot of presentations. Don't take those negative. Those will be rather important for you to develop your logical skill.
Okay.
That's very important. You think about it. You're always giving a presentation from something you're unfamiliar with.
True.
So
you need to improvise a bit.
Yeah. And you don't need to remember what you have presented after many years. For example, I don't recall anything, even though speech I gave in the past. But it really helps me to have the right logic whenever I'm taking a new topic. So,
okay.
Yeah, this will be my recommendation. I did not take any courses, but I have many colleagues, they have the executive MBA degree. So I got a lot of mentoring or instruction from them.
Okay.
So they are more or less cultivated during the career progress.
So for you, it was more asking questions to your colleague or hanging out with different people that made you learn this business.
Yeah, okay. You learn while you're working.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very practical advice.
Yeah.
Then a bit more specific for Maria. Some people were wondering, did you need Finnish skills to get your current position? What about now? And what level did you reach? It's asked by Alexei.
Great question, Alexei. ironically, I did not need Finnish skills when I was applying, because as it turned out, the office languages are exactly like 50-50 Finnish and English. We work with the international projects and international processes. Of course, we are, in principle, for the context, it's a network of cities in the Baltic Sea region. So, of course, we work with cities located in different countries, and English is the main common language.
Yeah.
English was also and it's still also the main kind of also exchange language within the office, as is Finnish. Finnish is quite important to have, I think, for living in Turku and in Finland.
Yeah.
Of course, you still want to be integrated into the community. You still want to probably enjoy some cultural events, some other events that City of Turku offers. So it's quite important. I am also happy to know Swedish language, which helps me quite a bit in different matters in the city. And on the topic of languages in principle, we have quite an international office. So we also have colleagues from Poland, Ukraine, Denmark. So we also bring our own languages on board. And while the common language is English, for networking, for personal networking, it is actually really helpful when you know the language of the person that you're trying to convince on some sustainability matters.
For sure.
So it is also actually a very good help for us that we ourselves know several languages.
Mm.
And so in this case, of course, Finnish is important, but also for our context, knowing more languages in principle is always a great asset.
Yeah, and actually that's what allows you also to get your job, to know another foreign language.
Yeah,
it's
but
interesting.
Just, very, very good answer from Maria, but a bit different angle for me nowadays, after a few years work experience in the company. I would say Finnish language is very important.
Yeah.
You try to think about, people are equal. The human resources manager or the hiring manager, they're equal. You can speak English, okay, then the Finns can speak English too. What's your added value for the company? That is something you always need to find out. If you don't have any strong added value versus the Finnish student who can speak same level of English like you do, then it's good, very recommended for you guys to start learning Finnish language, at least into entry level. That will be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because similarly, like we, for example, if you're trying to find a job in France or in China, okay, you don't speak Chinese, then there's another Chinese or French who can speak a local language plus English, same level. Mm-hmm. So what's the point? They will hire the one who can speak both language.
I mean, the French way don't speak English. So.
It's sorry, it's just a bad example.
Another question for Maria. So how does your job relate to your studies from NU? But then, if I understood well, your studies are directly connected with the Baltic Sea?
The utmost directly. So our program, Baltic Sea Region Studies program, actually used to be the main source of new employees for a while in,
golden path.
In our organization, exactly, and in some other organizations that work with sustainability. Because what we have studied there, it was a multidisciplinary program, and we studied there both kind of cultural and historical aspects of the Baltic Sea Region cooperation, so history, memory studies, cultural studies, more specifically, environmental status of the sea, which is really helpful for you to understand what could be the main challenges that the region might be facing. Well, I'm working now with sustainability, so that was like one of the very good inputs that I got into the topic. We studied a very applied course on project management, which was actually taught by the expert from Interact program.
What
so
is it, Interact?
Interact program, which is supporting the projects which are organized, international projects which are organized in the Baltic Sea region.
Okay.
And in our organization, launching international projects is one of the more concrete ways how we can establish cooperation, for example, with the cities or with experts. So you prepare a project application, you apply for it, you want to solve challenges that the cities are facing, you launch some pilots there. But to start all of that process, which is 3 or 4 years process, you need to write an application. And our program had a course on how to write a winning project application. That's
okay.
Exactly. So one of the things that I do. So very, very concrete also. Advice there. This program has closed, actually, by the time that I was
finishing. Too many employees.
Too many employees. It has refocused itself more on the Nordic region, not anymore in the Baltic region. So it was, I think, responding to the changing interests and changing needs of the students. But this was definitely a very good match for working in this, because it's
so specific.
It's very specific, but if you really want to work in this field, then it's much easier for you to know the background, like all of the context of the international relations and how it functions, at least from the theoretical level. Yeah. My example is very specific.
Yeah, it's funny how like clear cut the path is for students who study there and then intern and then employee. But it's nice because then it was more smoother, your integration also.
Yeah, it was.
Concerning the, so you solve challenges at work, but Fateme wanted to ask you, do you still face challenges nowadays? In your career and
challenges
as an international?
I wouldn't maybe focus on challenges as much. I mean, I've been working there for several years now, and it's not a challenge, but it's the everyday context that you are working in the international environment, which is by default very multicultural. It's not a challenge. It's something that you're always ready for. It's just the mindset that you're in. And maybe a bridge here to the previous answers that, of course, Finnish language, knowing Finnish language is naturally core for finding the job in Finland. It's something that is not, well, maybe slightly challenging for me still. I'm still learning it. I have spent 9 years learning it, and I'm still doing that now.
But you have Swedish. You are already part of it.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to keep the balance so that I would have several languages that I can actually speak in or hold at least some general conversation, small talks. I'm trying to recover my Polish language, which,
my God, you're ambitious.
Like yeah, well, it really helps with the communication. So the, well, challenge or not challenge, the mindset is that there is always a lot of cooperation, there is always a lot happening, so you try to be ambitious and you try to cover as much field with the high sustainability ambitions that we might have in our commission and cities have in their countries. So we try to respond to that. We work with sustainability, we work on climate neutrality, and we were just discussing before this podcast how several cities have very ambitious climate neutrality goals, like Turku in 2029 as a present for the city of Turku residents for the 800 years anniversary of Turku. So again, regular challenges supporting cities in achieving this. So
you don't face challenges personally, but you feel that now you are fighting for the challenges professionally at your workplace to help sustainability.
Well, yes, that's how I take this question. yes.
Okay. And then for you, Xiaohyu.
Yeah.
So it was also about the challenges that you could face. Julian asked, did you need some soft skills in the academic and in the industrial field? And I feel that you answered this a bit by saying that you were doing this contest of debating contest, I don't know.
Speech, yeah.
Yeah, speech.
Yeah, you do need some soft skills which you can develop with time going. I will emphasize again about the presentation skills, that it's very important to be logical. Why? For example, now I'm doing the business or account management work. When you try to develop your business, or when you try to discuss something with your potential customer or customers to increase your sales, you must be rational. You need to illustrate something based on your profession in a reasonable way, and the people can understand it. You're not just throw pieces information to the other party. You're describing a story which can help the customer to solve their unmet demand. That's the core. And this core, when talking about the soft skills, it comes from your presentation skills, your speech skills, where you always try to make your brain aligned with the logic. What's your logic when you try to explain something? The logic flows very smoothly. That's important. You don't get that in one day or in the flesh, but you get it with time going. There's always a saying, tomorrow you'll present better than you today.
Okay.
So try to keep this kind of mindset. It'll be cultivated. It'll grow by itself. It'll develop by itself with nice time going. Yeah.
Okay. I have one final question for both of you. It concerns one of the biggest challenge for internationals when they arrive in Finland, and it is about networking, because I feel that a lot of people get their job through networking, maybe a bit like your friend who advised you about this job offer. So Fatime asked, how to build a network in Finland? Do you have advice?
Maybe Mariana, you want to answer first? Yeah.
I don't have that advice, unfortunately, because in my case, it was not so much the network contacts that I learned from about these job opportunities, but it was actually also part of the study. So while we were studying different existing organizations, connections, and their constellations of cooperation, we actually had the site visit to the office where I work now. And we got the presentations from colleagues that I work with now on what they work with, which helped us to get a bit clearer idea on what we can expect when we enter the job market. So this was, I'm for that actually incredibly helpful for the educational program, that it was organized in that sense, that it was not only very theoretically organized, but there were very practical elements which helped us a lot to find our place. Well, at least from our course, it's me and another colleague that works in another organization now, but in the same building, which is called Baltic Sea House in the city of Turku. So it's network I'm building now through the work. But of course, having the network somehow built would help the process of finding the job. And I think maybe the job markets could be one entry point here that are organized between Business Turku and educational institutions of Turku. Maybe that's the place also to meet some employees or to get a clearer idea what you might look into when you research this.
Yeah, actually an advice could be what helped you in your field was to meet the professionals directly. So maybe don't hesitate also to contact people who work in a company that interests you and to ask them, could we grab a cup of coffee? At least in my case, that's what I have done. And then I realized, okay, this is a job that I'm not interested in, or, oh, this is a job that could really match my interest. So to not be too shy to go to events where professionals are coming, or alumni events also, because then it's the right moment to ask someone who has studied in your exact same field or this kind of situation, common situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In your case, what's your advice for networking?
I would have two angles. Well, one is a bit similar to Maria. First one would be that you should attend some social activities which are organized by the students or by Turku City, whatsoever. Just go and have a look. If you find, okay, you have no fun for the activity and you have no chance to expand your network, then you just come back. You lose nothing. Some people are complaining, okay, I'm losing time. No. When you're a student, your time is not precious.
That's so
I have
hard.
To tell. I have to tell. Yes, just try to be a bit diligent to expand it from the self initiative. If there's a network chance, okay, you get it. If the activity is good, you're enjoying both. Then you don't lose. You lose nothing. If there's no chance for networking, at least you're enjoying the activity. So enjoying the party. So you have nothing to lose. Just go and attend those. This is one way. And potentially you get a good network, somebody who already worked in the company. They are still a student and they are desperate and looking for someone. You're the perfect fit with a master of extra language or some past work experience you had or pretending your past. So good. This is one way. Second way would be you should know that where your interest, basic interest is. For example, if you learned specific technology, information technology, biotechnology, or mechanical engineer, you should begin to look for those companies where you would have a genuine interest in. Then you try to search in LinkedIn whether there's any kind of connect. Try to connect with them and send your CV to them. It does not hurt.
Yes,
you may have a chance. You never know. Leaving the open application in their website is the lowest chance you probably will get a job. There will be tons of thousands of CVs over there. Nobody's paying attention to those, I'm pretty sure.
You're breaking my heart.
yeah. But that's one other thing you should do continuously. You never know that maybe one day some HR will open, okay, there's a nice Noemi CV over there. Okay, this is the candidate we'll be needing. Great. Okay. Yeah. Mm. But the point is that you should try them in several different ways to achieve your goals. Don't set yourself a limit. Okay, I can only look them from LinkedIn. No, try to open your eyes. There are more opportunities behind classmates, teachers, society, and city, even the supermarket, wherever. Supermarket maybe it's a bad example, but yeah.
You might want to work in the supermarket.
Yeah, you may want to work as a logistic manager.
Exactly, it's true. Mm. Yeah. But it's true that, for instance, I'm always shy to ask my teachers. But maybe in sciences, or I don't know, in your case also, the teachers were directly connected to the company after. So it might be a good advice also to ask your teachers which companies might be interested by someone with my file.
I have a very, very easy recommendation for alumni, for junior students. It's simply ask your teacher that, okay, I'm genuinely just looking for a job from the profession we are having now, or from the field we're having now. Do you have any recommendation which company or which person I may have a chance to connect with? It's okay.
You should not be shy to ask.
Yes, this is actually a very good point. Teachers have a longer connections, longer network connections than students, so they might have personal knowledge or personal connections that they might share.
Exactly. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
And they will not share those actively.
No, you have to look for it. Yeah. And maybe just one more thing on top on this, not necessarily for the job opportunities, but from the public sector point of view, all of the organizations which work on the decision-making level are always looking to the youth involvement. It is also an interest on the strategic level to have the youth voices heard and student voices heard. There are different youth councils in the cities and countries established. This is not necessarily for your immediate job opportunities, but this is for growing networks, definitely.
True.
To make your voice heard, to make your opinions heard, to make sure that nothing is decided on the regional level without you. That is actually an inclusive process.
Yeah, it's true that as internationals, we often feel like, okay, it will be too complicated for me to vote, or to, like, even the students' elections. Often we are a bit too scared to check because it's written in Finnish. But it's really a part where we could intervene and say, okay, it would be nice, for instance, to have some candidates who give a speech in English or these kind of things to be more included also in the student life. So,
yeah, that's good.
Some of you want to start political careers. That's the right moment.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Then I am done with the questions of the students. I would like just to ask one final question, and that would be, what would you say to you from the past who just arrived to Finland? Like, not looking for a job, just arrived to Finland.
Learn the Finnish language with a bit more time. That's the top one thing I want to tell to my youth. And then another thing is, like, keep your interest.
Okay.
Keep your interest. It can be the physical interest or musical interest, whatever. Keep it. It helps you to spend the top time.
Winter is long. And in your case, what?
In my case, it's study everything that you want and everything that you're passionate about, and you will find the applications for it in the future.
I agree. I totally agree with you. So whenever you're facing something, you're thinking, okay, you're imagining all kind of scenario. You may fail or you may encounter all kind of obstacles, but start it. Just kick it out. Start it right away. Yeah, when you have that kind of idea in your mind,
just
don't be afraid.
It.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. But this is the most difficult part, even for nowadays me.
yeah, but it's good to repeat it here. Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. And this was the end of our episode 2 of Alumni Insights.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.